coffee makes you nervous. Christy Poulston. Smokers of Poulston, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the Hill Country, Mum and Abner. I wonder how many of you women have husbands like Tom Wayne. Tom loved to eat, and there was nothing like a good dinner that put him in a good humor. After supper, he'd usually say something like,
"Oh, that was a good dinner. Well, let's get after those dishes now and skip out to the movies. What do you say, huh?"
But almost overnight, Tom changed. One day, he miserably pushed Mikey's chair and said,
"Oh, I can't eat anymore. I'm getting into dressing. I can't understand it. This has never happened to me before."
And that was the beginning of many attacks of indigestion. What had happened? What had changed him from a man who could get up from the table singing to a man who would feel perfectly miserable almost every time he ate? The doctor told him it was nerves. Coffee nerves. Now, don't think I'm going to stand here and tell you that coffee sets everybody's nerves on edge, because it doesn't. Many people can drink coffee without the slightest ill effect, but many others cannot. So if you suffer from nerves, and nerves can upset your digestion, or rob you of sleep, or make you cranky and irritable, and you think coffee may be responsible, or even partly responsible, make it a point to switch to Poulston. For Poulston cannot possibly set your nerves on edge. It contains no caffeine or stimulant of any kind. Poulston has a distinctive, full-bodied flavor all its own. So drink Poulston instead of coffee, and even in 2 weeks' time, as soon as you've given Poulston a fair trial, see if your nerves are in better shape, see if your digestion hasn't improved, see if you don't thank the day you switched to Poulston. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Pine Ridge, which only a few days ago was a quiet, peaceful little village, is now the scene of much activity. The cast for Lum and Abner's picture arrived in town last Saturday, and people from all the nearby communities have flocked into town to catch a glimpse of the Hollywood celebrities. As we're looking at our old friends today, we find Lum and Abner, down at the Jump and Down store, very much impressed by it all.
Oh, the whole damn thing excited about that moving picture. They don't know what to do. Follow them actors around on the street like they were some kind of a curiosity.
Yeah, well, not only the people here in town, these folks coming from all around.
Oh, yeah. The town was full, cool, isn't it?
Well, the street is as crowded today just like it was Saturday.
Yeah, wait till they actually get started making the picture. That's when they're going to flock in here.
Oh, my God.
Now, say one thing, them actors is mighty nice to them. Awful nice people. Stop and talk to them and all.
Oh, yeah.
Every time one of them steps outside of Sister Simpson's building house, there's a bunch standing there waiting to get their autograph. It's no idea if nobody don't ask us for our autograph. We're in the picture, too.
Yeah, well, maybe they don't know where we're in.
Just wait till that picture comes out, though, and they see where the stars in it. I'm sure they'll be begging us to write our names down for them.
Well, I'd just as lief say it myself. It's a nuisance. Especially if these strangers keep coming in here.
Yeah, I never thought about crowds coming in here this way. Cedric said you landed the last one of our tourist cabins over there a while ago.
Oh, yeah, we could use some more, don't we?
I want to make some money out of it.
Well, we could have made some money out of the store here if it hadn't been for that bad blame Squire scheme.
Yeah.
Paying us $150 a month for it, and then renting it to the picture company for $500 a week.
Yeah, let's just sort of line us not to have no business dealings with Squire.
They say that every time, but we keep right on having us.
I wouldn't swap nickels with him now. Just an out-and-out crook, so he is.
Well, he just might not need a living off our phone. We're skinning us on different deals. callers selling us some gold mine stock or oil stock that ain't no count. Beat us out of $3,000 on that circus we had a few years ago.
Yeah, I ain't forgot about that neither. That was the worst game he ever gave us.
No.
Bought the circus from us for $1,000 and knowed before he done it that he done had the two elephants and all them other animals sold to the zoo and at the county seat for $4,000.
Yeah, and if we keep dealing with him, why, he's just going to keep spinning us, too.
Mm-hmm. And he'll live to have his regrets. Them things always comes back on the fella. Chickens always come home to roost.
Yeah, fella's got to live right. What did you say about chickens?
I said, he'll get what's coming to him.
He'll get what chickens he's got coming to him?
No, I said chickens all have come home to roost.
Yeah.
He'll get caught up with on all these unhonest things he's been doing.
Has Squaw been stealing chickens, too?
No, not that I know of.
Well, what difference does it make about where his chickens roost and things?
I never said his chickens. Anybody's chickens. Them things will be found out.
Well, I still don't see what the chickens have got to do with him.
Them things will come back on him. His chickens will come home to roost. And that's how folks will find out about all the unhonest things he did.
Oh, chickens can't talk long. They knowed anything they couldn't tell it on him. They can tell you when they lay an egg, but that's about all they can say.
He talk like a crazy man sometimes.
Well, I would think I was crazy. Some Dominic at hand wants to sidle up to me and tell me she caught Squire Skin stealing. I don't believe they can do it, neither.
I never said nothing about chickens talking. All I said was that chickens come home to roost. That's an old-headed saying of mine. Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows what?
That your chickens come home to roost.
Well, ours don't. Not all of them.
Mm-hmm. They will if you ain't living right.
Well, I must be living right then. Well, we've got a yellow legend over there that ain't been home to roost in 2 weeks. Elizabeth was telling me this morning that she's got a nest over in Sea Skunk's barn. The hen has. Stays over there all the time. What does that mean?
She's just the exception.
Oh, no, she ain't. She's just a common old yellow legend. She ain't the first chicken I ever heard of not coming home to roost, neither.
Well, you're getting clean away from what I'm talking about, though. You're taking me literary. When I say chickens, I mean, anything you do that's wrong is going to come home to roost.
Anything you do wrong is going to come home to roost?
If you're unhonest, you'll get paid for it eventually.
Get paid for being unhonest? That's the first time I ever heard of that.
Well, I don't mean you'll get paid in real money.
Well, even give my fella a check. Looks to me like...
Abney, you're getting yourself worse mixed up than ever. You don't get paid for being unhonest.
Well, what do you get paid for then?
You don't get paid for doing nothing. All I started out to say is that all the chickens Squire Skimp and all the skinnings that Squire Skimp give us will come back to us.
And roost.
Well, yeah.
We better make that hen house of his bigger than it is, and all the unhonest things he ever did is going to try to roost in it.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Why, he ain't even got room for that circus he beat us out of. What if all that come over there to roost? I bet he'd be surprised to death come out some morning to get at eggs and find them two elephants sitting there on the hen roost.
Well, now you're getting silly.
What's the matter?
Thinking that would look sort of funny, see? See them elephants sitting on the hens. But that's ridiculous, Abner.
That's what I say. I don't believe in nothing to that coming home to roost business.
Well, it's so anyway. But I'd rather go ahead and admit I was wrong and undertake to explain it to you.
You're always making some remark, and then when a body gets you in the corner, you try to wiggle out of it.
I ain't trying to wiggle out of nothing. I ain't taking back a thing I said. I just said...
I know what you said. I heard you.
You heard wrong, then, so you got yourself so mixed up now. Couldn't nobody...
But wait a minute. That's all
right. Let it ring. I don't care.
I don't either. Just let it ring.
All the answers, I reckon, might be a grocery or I'll get it.
Well, I'll answer if you want to answer.
Yeah, I'm down on my feet now. Hello. Got him down, store talking. I'm Edwards talking.
Hello?
Oh, how are you, Mr. Cosgrove? Uh-huh. I don't know. I can't think of nothing right offhand, Mr. Williams. Well, I reckon so, but... Yeah, send the riders over here. We'll think of something. All right, sir. Yeah, we'll be looking for them. All right. Not at all, not at all. Goodbye.
What's the matter?
Mr. Cosgrove. I don't know if anything funny ever happens around the store here. Let's stick it in the moving picture.
Anything funny?
Yeah, there's something funny that's said or done. Oh, I couldn't think of nothing offhand. Do you think anything that ever happened around here that is funny?
Probably no, not a think of right now or to think of something. Let's see.
I might make up something. Yeah. The writers are coming over here directly. I'll tell them some funny jokes they can put in that picture.
What kind of joke?
Let me see. I could tell them one of the... Wait, here comes Dan Becker Spears. Maybe he can help us.
Yeah, yeah. You might know something funny is happening around here. He'll lose the legs.
Come in, Grandpa.
Yeah, howdy, Grandpa. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Yeah, see, that moving picture store's a lot of excitement around town here.
Oh, yes.
Grandpa, can you think of anything funny that ever happens around the store here?
Funny?
Yeah, for the moving picture. They want to put it in the picture.
Yeah, don't know. Some of them catcher games you've been having their picture on is awful funny. They'll start standing off watching and listening.
Funny?
No, that wouldn't do no good.
No.
Nobody wouldn't pay money to go to the picture show just to watch us two great catchers.
Well, let's see. Grandpa, does all your chickens come home of a night to roost?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Do they, Grandpa?
Well, no, they don't, Abner. We got about three that roost in a shed down in the lower end of the field. Got next down there, I reckon.
Yeah, see there, Lon? Now, what did I tell you?
All right, all right. Chickens don't come home to roost then.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're satisfied now.
That had me falling
there. Anything to please you. Chickens don't come home to roost. That's all settled now.
Yeah, all settled. Yeah.
I don't know now, Lon. That's the old saying says to do. When a fella does something wrong, his old saying says your chickens all have come home to roost.
Ah.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go again.
What in the world did you want to say that
for? Nothing funny ever happens around the Johnstown store.
Don't forget, friends, at the same time, we'll go for another visit to Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner. You cause me speaking. And remember, post them your best bet for a good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.